Our message this morning is from the book of Hebrews.
是来自希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书第十三章。
Verses 10 to 16.
第十节到第十六节。
We have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat.
我们有一祭坛，上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可同吃的。
The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp.
原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外。
And so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。
Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore.
这样我们也当出到营外，救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。
For here we do not have an enduring city, but we're looking for the city that is to come.
我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
Blessed be the reading of God's holy word.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, you have listened to our praises and our thanksgiving.
父神，你已经听到我们给你的颂赞还有祷告。
So now, Lord, give us ears to hear what you will say to us.
所以主给我们耳朵，可以倾听你要对我们说的话语。
Speak through your holy and perfect word.
用你的话语说出你那圣洁的话。
And build in us the likeness of Christ.
在我们里面建造、耶稣的形象。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
There's a very well-known superhero.
有这么一个非常出名的英雄。
Whose main character is taught a great truth by his uncle.
他是主角，然后他的真理呢是他的叔叔教的。
This truth carries the main character in how he acts and how he lives his life.
这个真理带领着这位主角如何做出决定。
The truth is, with great power comes great responsibility.
这个真理就是能力越大，责任越大。
Of course, we are not superheroes.
当然我们并不是英雄。
Most of us do not have great power.
我们许多人也没有什么很大的能力。
But as followers of Jesus, we are given a similar truth to live by.
但是身为耶稣的跟随者，我们有着相同的真理，而并靠着这个真理而活。
Jesus tells us in Luke 12:48,
耶稣在路加福音十二章四十八节告诉我们
From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取，多托谁，就向谁多要。
In other words, with great privilege comes great responsibility.
换句话说，特权越大，我们的责任就越大。
Church, did you know when you came in this morning that you are greatly privileged?
教会啊，你们知道你们今天进来的时候，你们有着伟大的特权吗？
Let us look in Hebrews and see how great our privilege is.
让我们 看希伯来书，看看我们这特权有多么的伟大。
And because we have such a great privilege, what responsibility do we bear?
因为我们有着这么伟大的特权，我们又担当着什么样的责任呢？
Hebrews 13:10 starts with talking about an altar.
希伯来书十三章第十节开头就给我们介绍一个祭坛。
This is our great privilege.
这是我们的特权。
Hebrews says we have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat.
第十节，我们有一祭坛，上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可同吃的。
To understand our privilege, we need to understand the privilege of those who minister at the tabernacle.
要理解我们的特权是什么，我们要首先去理解那些在帐幕中服侍的人，他们有什么样的特权。
Now in biblical times,Normal people did not get to eat meat as frequently as we do.
在圣经的那个时期，普通人是没有像我们这样可以经常的吃到肉。
Just think about how much meat all of us consumed over the past few days.
我们回想一下过去的几天，我们到底吃了多少肉呢？
But back in biblical times, people would only get to eat meat at special times.
但在圣经记载的时期，许多人都只能在特别的时候吃到肉。
At festivals.
在宴会的时候。
Or weddings.
婚礼的时候。
Or if an important guest comes and you have to host them.
或者有一个重要的客人来的时候，你要招待他们。
And at sacrificial times.
或者是在献祭的时候。
This is where the privilege of the priest comes in.
这就是祭司的特权来到的时候。
Bringing a sacrifice to the temple was much more than just handing over an animal to the priest and then it gets burned up.
你献祭的时候不单单只是将这个动物交给祭司，然后让祭司把这个尸体给燃烧。
Of course, there were those kind of offerings, but most of the offerings were shared.
当然也有这样的献祭，但是许多的献祭都是一同分享的。
The act of worship for bringing your animal was that you got to eat part of it.
当你将动物献上为敬拜的时候，里面就是说你也可以吃这个动物的肉。
So bringing a sacrifice to the Lord was a glad occasion.
所以当你将祭物献给神的时候，是一个开心的时候。
And for every animal that the person bringing the sacrifice got to eat, the priest got to take a part.
当每个动物作为献祭的时候，祭司都可以拿着动物身上的某个部分来吃。
So think of all those people coming to offer sacrifices.
那你想想那么多人来献祭。
Maybe those people bring sacrifice. They don't only get to eat meat, once a month, maybe.
那些来献祭的人大概可能只能一个月吃一次的肉。
And then the rare opportunities they come and they sacrifice, they get to eat some of it.
少许的时候，他们来献祭的时候，他们也能从中得到一块肉。
But the priests are constantly getting sacrifices.
但是祭司呢，他是不断的可以拿到献祭的动物的肉。
That was part of their privilege.
这是属于他们的特权。
Their inheritance was God alone.
他们的财产是神，独有神。
They didn't get to own any land.
他们没有任何的田地。
No inheritance.
没有其他地上的财产。
But they got to share in the sacrifices that were brought to the temple.
但是他们可以分享得到一部分圣殿献祭给圣殿里的祭物。
All the offerings that were brought, they got a portion.
所有来献祭的这些动物他们都可以得到一部分。
So what does that have to do with us?
这跟我们有什么关系呢？
Well, Revelation 1:6 says that we are called to be a kingdom and priest to God.
在启示录一章六节的时候，这里说我们是被神招呼的选民跟祭司。
Now, if we are priests, what is our privilege?
如果我们是祭司，那我们的特权是什么呢？
There is no more earthly temple.
没有在地上的祭坛，圣殿。
There's no more earthly altar.
没有在地上的祭坛。
There is no more physical offerings and sacrifices.
没有实际性的献祭。
We get to share in the heavenly altar.
我们可以分享或者得到一部分属天的祭坛。
If we had read all of Hebrews, we would automatically know.
如果我们把希伯来书都读遍，我们就会知道。
Hebrews has been making the case that Jesus was the perfect sacrifice.
希伯来书里面说到耶稣是我们完全的祭物。
The animal sacrifices that Israel had to bring were imperfect.
所有其他人带来的动物的献祭呢，他们都是不完美的。
They could not pay completely for sin.
他们不能够完全付出罪的代价。
Hebrews says that's why offerings had to constantly be offered.
所以希伯来书说，这就是为什么祭物要不停地被献上。
It was to teach the Israelites that sin has consequences.
这是要教以色列人民罪是有负后果的。
And that worship is costly.
要去敬拜，是很贵的。
And yet they had to constantly offer it.
但是他们要不停地去献这个祭物。
So they also had to realize that these offerings were not perfect.
所以他们也要明白，他们所献上的祭物是不完美的。
But Jesus is the perfect sacrifice.
但是耶稣是完美的祭物。
He's offered just once.
他只需要献上一次。
For all sin.
为了所有人的罪。
They don't need to keep on offering it again and again, year after year.
他不需要每一年、一年、一年、一遍又一遍的去献祭。
So if the earthly priests got to share in the earthly altar,
如果地上的祭司可以去分享，得到一些地上祭坛所献的祭物。
We who are heavenly get to share in the heavenly altar.
我们这些属天的也可以得到一部分属天的祭坛。
And Jesus' blood was offered on a heavenly altar.
耶稣的宝血是在属天的祭坛上献上的。
Now if the priests got a share of what was offered on the physical altar,
如果地上的祭司可以得到地上祭坛所献的祭物，
we have the privilege of sharing what is offered on the heavenly altar.
我们也拥有这个特权去分享或者得到一部分属天祭坛的祭物。
Our privilege is that we get Jesus.
我们的特权就是我们能得到耶稣。
After the sermon, there will be breaking bread meeting.
等我们结束信息的时候，就会有擘饼祷告。
And in that meeting, we are reminded every week that we have the privilege of eating and drinking of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这擘饼的祷告，我们会纪念神为我们受死。
And because we can do so, we have eternal life.
因为我们可以这样做，我们可以拥有永恒的生命。
Let me just read John chapter 6.
让我们来读约翰福音第六章。
Starting at verse 53.
53节。
So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink.
我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me.
永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever.
这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这种粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
So we have this great privilege.
所以我们拥有这个伟大的特权。
That those privileged people that served in the earthly tabernacle have no right to.
那些没有这个特权的人，他们在帐幕内侍奉的，他们没有这个特权。
We get a share of the sacrifice that was done for sin once and for all.
我们可以得到这个一次性为我们父亲罪的献祭。
And because we have Jesus, we have eternal life.
因为我们有耶稣，我们可以拥有永恒的生命。
That is indeed a great privilege.
这可真是伟大的特权。
Then what is our responsibility?
那我们的责任又是什么呢？
He tells us with the phrase, let us.
他跟我们说让我们。
And he says this twice.
他又说了两次。
The first is in verses 11 through 14.
第一次是在11节到14节。
Specifically in verse 13.
重点在第十三节。
He says, let us then go to him.
这样我们也当出到营外。
Because Jesus has died for our sins, let us then go to Jesus.
因为耶稣为我们死了，付出代价，让我们走向他。
Where is this Jesus?
这个耶稣他在哪里呢？
That we need to go to him?
需要我们走向他。
Well, Hebrews, now uses the illustration of the Day of Atonement.
希伯来书他又比喻了用赎罪日。
It says in verse 11, the high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp.
在十一节里面说，原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外。
So this kind of sacrifice for sin, you take the blood and you go into the most holy place and you sprinkle it on the altar.
这个赎罪祭呢，你是把这个牲畜的血带到圣所里面，但是身体呢，你把它拿出去，这个血它是洒在这个祭坛上的。
Yes, the body is taken outside the camp and burned.
他剩下的身体是拿到营外去烧掉。
So Hebrews says in verse 12,
希伯来书在十二节里面说,
And so Jesus suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。
Even though spiritually Jesus' blood was thrown on the heavenly altar for, to forgive our sins,
虽然属灵方面、耶稣的血它是被交祭在属天的祭坛上为了赦免我们的罪。
Just like the earthly offering, Jesus' body was taken outside of the city.
但就像在地上的祭坛一样，他的身体却被拿到地上的祭坛。
Outside the city is where they crucify people.
拿到地上的祭坛，也就是说拿到营外，这就是他们一般来把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Now, why do they do that outside of the camp?
为什么需要把耶稣在外面把他钉到十字架上呢？
Wouldn't it be so much easier to do that inside the city?
在城内做不是更方便吗？
But the city represents that which is safe.
但是城内它代表着安全。
Outside represents that which is disgraceful.
城外它代表着凌辱。
And so they hang criminals outside.
所以他们一般将犯人、挂在城门外。
Even the Old Testament, for、sentences of death, they would take people outside of the camp, outside the city, and stone them.
同样的，在旧约里面，若有什么犯人，他们都会带到城外去用石头将他们打死或者处死。
Because outside the city is the place of disgrace.
因为城外是代表着凌辱。
The place of suffering.
苦难。
And so Hebrews says, where is Jesus?
希伯来书说，耶稣在哪里？
Jesus is outside of the camp.
耶稣在营外。
Now if Jesus is outside of the camp,
如果耶稣他在营外，
We as followers of Jesus are told to go outside of the camp.
我们身为耶稣的跟随者也是被叫说要追随到城门外。
We have the privilege of salvation and now we have the responsibility go to where Jesus is.
我们拥有救恩的特权，我们也就要追随他到营外。
Leave the safety of the city.
离开城内的安全。
Go to the place of disgrace and suffering.
走出去到那、凌辱和苦难的营外。
Now the early church understood this very well.
早期的教会非常明白这个道理。
Judaism back in the Roman Empire was a legal religion.
犹大教在罗马帝国那时期还是个合法的宗教。
You weren't going to be persecuted for being a Jew.
如果你是犹太人，你不会被逼迫。
Because you worship the God of the Old Testament and offer the sacrifice at the altar, you would not be persecuted.
因为你们敬拜旧约的神，为旧约的神献上祭物在祭坛上，所以你不会被逼迫。
You were safe.
你是安全的。
But Christians were different.
但是基督徒是不一样的。
Yes, they worship the God of the Old Testament.
是他们，我们敬拜旧约的神。
But they also believed that Jesus was the Messiah.
但是这些基督徒他们也相信耶稣就是救世主。
They knew they had this greater privilege.
他们知道他们有这个更大的特权。
And so even though they went to the temple still and went to synagogue, they still did not completely fit in.
虽然他们也去圣殿，也去坛内敬拜，但是他们怎么就是、不格格不入。
And the Jewish authorities wanted these Christians out.
那些犹太人掌权者，他们想要这些基督徒离开。
The Jewish leaders said, these Christians are not a part of us.
犹太掌权的人，他们说这些基督徒不属于我们。
And once you left the safety of Judaism, you were in danger.
当你离开犹太教这个满满安全感的宗教，你就会在危险当中。
Christianity was not a legal religion.
基督教并不是合法的宗教。
And if you followed it, you could be persecuted, you could be put to death.
如果你追随基督教，那个时候你就会被处死。
And so it would be very understandable for the early Christians to say, well, I'm Jewish.
所以我们很可以理解为什么早期的基督徒会说，哦，我是犹太人。
I can still worship God at the temple.
我可以在圣殿内敬拜那里面的神。
I can still go to synagogue and read the scriptures.
我可以去那时候的教堂去读经。
All I need to do is just cover up the part about Jesus.
我只要把耶稣藏起来就好了。
All I need is to look and act like every other Jewish person out there.
我只要行事为人都像其他犹太人一样。
And I'll be safe.
那样我就会安全了。
Is that what the early church did?
这是早期教会是这样做的吗？
No.
并不是。
They left the safety of the city.
他们离开那满满安全感的城内。
And they followed Jesus.
然后跟随耶稣。
They went out to the place of disgrace and suffering.
他们走出去到了一个凌辱跟羞，充满羞愧的一个地方。
Because they have the great privilege of being saved by Jesus.
因为他们拥有更伟大的特权，被耶稣基督拯救。
How can they stay silent?
他们怎么能安静呢？
When the God of the whole universe has sent his son to die for sinful people.
当宇宙万物的神降耶稣基督来世上来拯救。
How could they live like there was no Jesus?
他们怎么能活着像没有耶稣一样呢？
So they surrendered the safety of the city.
所以他们向城内的安全感，他们不要。
And went outside the camp to follow Jesus.
他们追随耶稣，走出营外。
We have.This same situation going on today.
我们今天的光景也是如此。
We can be very safe.
我们也可以非常的安全。
If we look and act like everyone else, we're safe.
如果我们跟身边其他人行事为人一模一样，或者差不多，我们也可以安全。
If you talk and live just like your neighbors and your coworkers, you're safe.
如果你说话行事都像你身边的邻居或者同事，你也可以很安全。
If you go to school and just go about your business and never talk about Jesus, you're safe.
如果你去上课，就像一天普通一样过，也不提耶稣的名字，你也可以很安全。
All we have to do is just live like we don't have Jesus.
我们只要活着像没有耶稣一样。
But that's not what we're called to do.
但我们被呼召不是为做这样的事。
Let us then go outside the camp.
让我们走出营外。
Verse 13 continues,Bearing the disgrace he bore.
第十三节说，承受他所受的凌辱。
Yes, when we leave the city, when we leave the comfort of our culture and stand up for Jesus, we are going to enter into the disgrace of Jesus.
没错，当我们离开我们现有的文化、现有的舒适度，我们去营外，我们就会遭受凌辱跟羞辱。
But Jesus tells us this is going to happen in John 15:18.
但耶稣告诉我们这会发生在
John 15.
在约翰福音第十五章。
John 15 says, If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first.
他这样说，如果世界恨你，你要记得是他先恨了我。
If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, for I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. John 15, 19.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also.
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话，仆人不能大于主人，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。若遵守我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me.
但他们因我的名要向你们行见一切的事，因为他们不认识那差我来的。
Jesus says, if we follow him, we are going to enter into disgrace and suffering.
耶稣说，如果我们追随他，我们就会进入到凌辱跟羞愧。
Why does Hebrews call us to leave the safety of the city and go outside?
那希伯来书为什么要叫我们离开舒适的城内去走出去呢？
It is because we have a greater city.
那是因为我们有更伟大的城。
Verse 14.
第14章。
For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come.
我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
We can seek the safety of the city.
我们也可以寻求城内的安全感。
But Hebrews reveals the truth that that safety does not last.
但是希伯来书告诉我们，这样的安全它是不长存的。
Why spend so much effort pleasing a culture, a city that is just temporary?
为什么要花那么多的精力去讨好这个世界？当你知道这个世界或者这个城，它只是短暂的呢？
We can suffer shame and disgrace for a little while.
我们可以遭受凌辱或者羞辱在短时间内。
And Hebrews says, then we will have an eternity of privilege.
然后希伯来书告诉我们，我们就将拥有更永恒的特权。
We will have an eternity of safety.
我们会拥有安全的特权。
The alternative is we can have a short period of safety now.
或者我们可以拥有短暂的安全。
And then for eternity have the suffering and disgrace.
然后在永恒的生命中承受痛苦跟凌辱。
When we put it that way, it's an easy choice.
如果这样对比的话，它是一个非常简单的选择。
But it's a harder choice because we live right now. We live in the suffering and the disgrace.
但是现在做选择是难的，因为我们正处在凌辱跟苦难当中。
We live in a culture where if we speak the name of Jesus, we're ridiculed for it.
我们活在一个文化中，如果我们提到耶稣的名字，他们就会嘲笑我们。
And it's hard.
这是非常难的。
But it's only temporary.
但是它只是短暂的。
This is what all the heroes of the faith in Hebrews chapter 11 based their lives on.
希伯来书十一章提名的英雄里，他们都在等待着这更伟大的国。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16.
希伯来书第十一章十六节。
But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
What makes all the heroes of the faith in Hebrews chapter 11 great?
希伯来书十一章提名的英雄们，是什么让他们觉得那么伟大呢？
How can the heroes of the Bible go through lions and death?
这些在十一章提名的英雄是怎么度过生与死的呢？
How can Paul face stonings?
保罗是怎么在丢石头里面生存呢？
Because they are looking to a city that is going to come.
因为他们期待着那将来的城。
They are taking a temporary suffering for an eternal safety.
他们用短暂的苦难来换取永恒的安全。
Rejecting a temporary safety for an eternal disgrace.
他们拒绝了短暂的安全，去换取短暂的安全带来的永恒的苦难。
So the Bible calls us.
所以圣经也呼召我们。
You've got this privilege.
你拥有这个特权。
Our inheritance is the kingdom of God.
我们的财产是神的国。
Our share of the heavenly altar is Jesus Christ himself.
我们从这祭坛里得到的是耶稣基督他自己。
And when we abide in him, we have eternal life.
当我们常在他里面，我们就有永生。
So it is our responsibility.
所以这是我们的责任。
Don't stay safe.
不要待在安全感里。
Don't be an undercover Christian.
不要做一个藏着掖着的基督徒。
Don't worry about fitting in with everyone.
不要去担心会不会格格不入？
That's all temporary.
那些都是短暂的。
Go and follow Jesus.
出去，去追随耶稣。
He is outside the city in disgrace and suffering.
他在城外面临着羞辱跟羞愧。
And if we suffer with him, we will indeed reign with him.
当我们与他一同受苦，我们就可以跟他一同掌权。
Lastly, let me just wrap up with the last couple verses.
最后让我来总结几章。
That we read during worship.
我们在敬拜时读的两节。
Hebrews 13 verses 15 and 16.
希伯来书十三章第十五到十六节。
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess His name.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
The second let us is let us offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
第二个让我们是让我们以将颂赞为祭献给神。
Now, if we thought that praise only meant singing hymns, Hebrews tells us we're wrong.
当你以为如果颂赞只是唱诗歌给神的话，你错了。
Hebrews gives us more information about what the sacrifice of praise looks like.
希伯来书里面叫我们说，写明给我们看说，以颂赞为祭献给神是什么样子的。
He says, it's the fruit of lips that openly profess his name.
这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
During worship, we are openly professing the name of Jesus.
在敬拜的时候，我们用我们的嘴唇公开的赞美神。
We sang of the wonders of Christ.
我们唱他奇妙之处，耶稣的奇妙之处。
But that is not the only time that our lips profess Jesus.
但那不应该只是那时候我们的嘴唇称呼主名。
Anytime we profess the name of Jesus.
当我们每一次我们用我们的嘴唇承认主耶稣基督的名的时候。
Hebrews says that is the sacrifice of praise.
希伯来书说这就是以颂赞为祭献给神。
When we talk about God in church, that is a sacrifice of praise.
当我们提到教会的神，我们就是在以颂赞之名为祭献给神。
When you speak to your kids or your parents about Jesus, that's a sacrifice of praise.
当你跟你的父母或者小孩提到耶稣的名字的时候，这就是以颂赞之名献给。
When you talk to your neighbor or your coworker about Jesus, that's also the sacrifice of praise.
当你跟你的邻居或者同事提到耶稣的名的时候，也是将颂赞之祭献给神。
So therefore, verse 15, he says, let us continually, that's all the time, offer God a sacrifice of praise.
第十五节里面说，让我们常常以颂赞为祭献给神。他说的是让我们不间断的，一直的。
All the time, everywhere.
一直的，常常的，在无处不在。
And it's not just the fruit of our lips.
不仅仅是以嘴唇为果子。
Verse 16 also says this includes good deeds.
第十六节里面也说也需要行善。
It's our actions of praise.
是我们行为上的行善，颂赞。
So he's saying let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise which comes from our lips and comes from our actions.
让我们常常以颂赞之名之祭为祭献给神。他不仅仅说的是让我们用嘴唇敬拜，而是用我们的行为也敬拜。
Now, if this is the kind of praise that is continually coming from us, there's no way we can hide that we're Christian.
那如果这是我们常常要做的事情，从我们身上常常输出的，那我们是藏不住的。
There's no way we can hide Jesus in our lives.
我们没有办法将耶稣基督的生命，耶稣基督从我们的生命里隐藏起来。
Because his praise is always coming out of our mouth and coming out of our actions.
因为颂赞的是会不停地从我们的嘴唇讲出来，跟我们的行为上行出来。
And Hebrews ends.For with such sacrifices God is pleased.
十六节这样解总结，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
God is pleased.
神喜悦。
Little children kind of instinctively have this desire to please their parents.
小孩们通常都有这样的常识，想要去讨他们父母的喜悦。
And just knowing that their parents are pleased with them, just make themselves pleased as well.
但他们知道他们的父母是喜悦他们的，也使他们自己心里感到非常喜悦。
And so church, you have a great privilege.
所以教会呢，你有一个伟大的特权。
We get to share from the sacrifice of Jesus.
你可以从耶稣基督的牺牲中得到一部分。
That makes us free from sin and makes us his own people.
使我们没有罪，也可以成为他的人。
So therefore, let us go.
所以让我们出去。
And let us offer to God the sacrifice of praise.
让我们为神献上颂赞之祭。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us such a great privilege.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你给了我们这样伟大的特权。
It's not a privilege we ever could earn.
这不是我们自己可以去争取的。
Not a privilege we could ever purchase.
也不是一个特权我们可以去购买的。
But even while we were your enemies, you gave us this privilege.
在我们还是你仇敌的时候，你就给了我们这样的特权。
That you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins.
你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督死在十字架上，为了我们的罪。
And because we can share in the sacrifice of Christ, we will live forevermore.
因为我们可以在耶稣基督中。耶稣基督的牺牲中得到一部分，我们可以活着。
So even though we may have a short time now of suffering and disgrace,
虽然我们现在处在短暂的苦难跟凌辱中
，We thank you that what awaits us is an eternity of safety.
我们感谢你，因为等待我们的是永恒的安全。
So help us now.Live out a life of continual praise.
帮助我们可以活出常常颂赞的生活。
Not hiding Jesus in our lives.
不隐藏耶稣在我们的生活里。
Not trying to act and talk like everyone else.
不去模拟其他人的行事为人。
Not trying to avoid the disgrace of the cross.
也不去避免十字架带来的凌辱。
But following Jesus outside the camp.
让我们跟随耶稣走出营外
taking on his shame and disgrace
披上他的凌辱还有他的羞愧
and we know that as we do this you our heavenly father is well pleased
我们知道当我们这样做的时候你天父 是喜悦的
and we thank you in Jesus' name
我们感谢你奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.